Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Faith demands that you see God not only as your source, but as your only source. First, you got to put yourself in God's hands. Faith doesn't work if you double focus. You can't have any doubt as to whether he's good or not. God is good, and he's good all the time. Whatever situation you get in, God has promised to deliver you. I've got some good news for you. There is power in praise. God is going to lift you up. But what you need to do is step back and understand that God is going to fight your battle. And the one thing praise does, it transfers the battle from you to the Lord. I said the battle is not yours, but the battle is God. And anytime you're in a situation and you don't know what to do, step back, lift your hands to God. And the Bible said, God inhabits the praises of his people. There is a character of God that will not change. God will never leave you. Come on. Come on. And will never forsake you. Job said, wait a minute. Though he slay me, yet I'm going to trust him. Now, what was Job dealing with? He was dealing with the character of God. He was dealing with the character of God. You see, now first you got to put yourself in God's hands. Because faith doesn't work if you're double focused. It works if you're single minded. And so you put yourself in God's hands. So when he said that prophetically, he was talking about Jesus. Because Jesus, the Bible says in Isaiah, put it up there, please. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to do what to him? To bruise him. He hath what? Put him to grief. Who bruised Jesus? The Lord did. He had your sickness, your disease, your sin to be put on his son. Amen. And it pleased him to do it. Why? Because you were getting set free. But his son had to trust God. Because, put up there Psalm 22, please. He trusted, come on the Lord that he would what? Deliver him. This is Jesus now. Jesus had to go to hell. It didn't bother him so much that he was bruised with our thing, but he was going to be separated from the Father. That's why he said, if any way possible, let this cup pass from me. It wasn't a pain. It was a separation. Amen. He goes to hell. And the bulls of Bashan, all of that, read Psalm 22, talks about the worms that were biting him and so forth. He suffered all that for you and me. But on the third day, God said, get him up. He had to trust God to get him up. And you can be in some places sometimes where you done all that you can do. You just going to have to lay back in God's hand and trust him with everything you've got. Job knew the character of God. He knew that God was good. He knew that God wasn't going to let him down. Something inside of him just knew somehow God's going to make that which was done. He was going to turn it around. And you got to stay with God. I don't care what the newspaper said. I don't care what relatives tell you. You got to say, my God is a good God. And though he slay me, yet will he. I'm telling you, God wants to rescue you right now, but you can't have any doubt as to whether he's good or not. All Roberts would say, God is a good God, and some of the religious people came against him so bad, trying to shut him up from saying that. God is good, and he's good all the time. Sit down. Let's go to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 18. This is when King Hezekiah was reigning in Judah. Verse 3, and he did that which is right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. He removed the high places and brake the images, and cut down the groves and brake in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it. And he called it Nehushtan. That means a piece of brass. All right, let's see what's happening here. This is when Moses was in the wilderness. The children of God were murmuring and complaining. How many of you know God hates murmuring and complaining? I don't care what you're going through. For you to get delivered, you better get some joy. So what happened? Moses was instructed by God to build a stick, put a stick, and put a brass serpent on it. Now, brass symbolizes divine judgment. And if you notice anything about the rod or the stick with a serpent, it's the same thing that the medical industry uses. It signifies healing. Why? Because every person, Moses was told by God, that looks on that pole with that serpent shall be healed. So I'm saying that serpent represented Jesus on the cross, that he became iniquity for us. Got it? Now, notice what happened next. Moses now had that same brass serpent or that rod, and it passed on. Now the children of Israel still have it. But now they're burning incense to a rod. Now notice, it's lost its original meaning. Now it's tradition. It's religion, burning incense. And sometimes what people do is they feel that if I can just get a cross and hang it on the mirror of my car, I ain't gonna have no accidents. I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm gonna tell you right now. The power is not in that thing on your mirror. The power is in Jesus Christ, who is the reason for that. Are you following what I'm saying? So make sure you don't get over into idolatry on that thing. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't put it up there. All right. So now the Assyrians coming down to attack. And they're about to take Judah because they have been taking all the suburban cities around there. And now they're coming after Hezekiah in Jerusalem. Hezekiah first tries to buy them off. How many of you know you can't buy the devil off? You only make him hungry for more. I'm going to tell you that. So the next thing that happened is he takes some of the gold off the doorknobs and all that of the temple and gives it to the Assyrians, thinking that's going to buy them off. But it just made them hungrier. Now they want him. They want the people and everything. And now they're challenging him about his trust in his God. All right, look what he said in verse 19. And Rabshakeh said unto them, speak ye now to Hezekiah. Thus said the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this wherein thou trustest? Remember, faith is nothing but confidence. So how are you going to put confidence in this? And you saw the fact that I have taken all the other cities around you. See? Now, I understand the reason why those cities were taken is because they were disobedient. So notice what he's doing. He's challenging now Hezekiah's trust in the character of God to keep him or deliver Hezekiah. So he continues on towards Hezekiah to the point in 2 Kings chapter 19 that Hezekiah sent his chiefs of staff. And he sent them to a prophet. named Isaiah to get a word. So it's all right for you to understand the character, but if you can just get a word, because you're going to find that both of those going to agree for you. So what happened in verse 6? And Isaiah said unto them, thus shall you say to your master, that's Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid of the words which you've heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. I'm not going to even let him die in your territory. I'm going to take him back home and let him die there. Now, what did they do? They brought that back to Hezekiah. And Hezekiah, verse 14, and Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord. Oh, Lord God. Now, what am I telling you? Sometimes you got to take the word and spread it out. Now, you're not doing this for God's benefit. God doesn't change. You're doing it for your own confidence. You're doing it to know that this thing is based on a covenant. And a covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. A covenant that cannot be broken. When he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. That's a covenant. It cannot fail. Whatever situation you get in, God has promised to deliver you. Now look what it says over here in 1 Corinthians and chapter 10, please. Put it up on the board in verse 13. There has no temptation, I'm going to help you with some more words, test or trial taken you, but such is common to man. The devil has no new tricks. But God is faithful. Oh, Lord, you need to underline that. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted beyond that you are able, but with the temptation, he'll also make a way, come on, to escape, that you may be able, come on, to bear it. If you are in a situation and in your life you don't know what to do, turn to Psalm 113, if you will. In Psalm 113, verse 1. You ready? Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's flip down to verse 7. He raises up the poor, keep going, out of the dust, and lifteth up the needy, come on, out of the dunghill. Keep going. That he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. So God is going to lift you up. But what you need to do is step back and understand that God is going to fight your battle. And the one thing praise does, it transfers the battle from you to the Lord. I said the battle is not yours, but the battle is God's. And anytime you're in a situation and you don't know what to do, step back. Now think about a child. If a child's trying to come up to a mother, a child first lifts her hands. A little baby lifts her hand and the mother picks her up. I'm saying lift your hands to God. And the Bible said, God inhabits the praises of his people. Lord Jesus. I'm not done yet. I got some more for you. Come on over here with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, please. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Oh, I'm telling you to do what to do when you don't know what to do. When you don't know what to do, Just step back, lift your hands, and start giving praise. You are now transferring the battle from you to God because you're partnering with the invisible. Here's a situation. And in this situation, this is Jehoshaphat. And the enemy came on him and he didn't know what to do. In verse 3 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together and asked help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. So here they are seeking the Lord. Well, once they had gotten themselves there in front of the Lord, verse 12, O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now this is what to do when you don't know what to do. Verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah. Look at that, Bill Witch. Go ahead. And a Levite of the sons of Asaph came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah. Now notice God is speaking now. And all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle now is not yours. Glory to God. The battle has just changed hands. Tomorrow now go out against them. This is Revelation coming. Behold, they come up by the cliff Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeriel. And you shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord, come on, will be with you. And I'm going here to verse 20. And they arose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. Lord have mercy. He appointed singers first. He didn't appoint people who carried guns and knives. He just said, bring me the choir. And they should praise the beauty of holiness, that they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Lord have mercy. Verse 24, and when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them the abundance of both precious jewels, of which they had stripped for themselves more than they could carry away. And there were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. Now, what am I telling you? It's interesting when you praise God, because something a little bit different happens. When you pray, God sends angels. Daniel prayed. The angel came, and the angel had a war in the heavenlies because Satan was trying to stop him from getting the answer to Daniel. And he was 21 days fighting that. So there was some delay. But when you praise, God himself comes. He himself comes and sits on your situation. Everything that's troubling you must be removed. God inhabits the praises of his people. Folks, us were in jail and all hope naturally was gone, the Bible says at midnight, Lord have mercy, you might be going to a midnight in your life right now. Paul and Silas prayed and then gave praises to God, and the next thing that happened, an earthquake. I'm here to tell you, when God showed up in the Old Testament, notice what happened. Earthquakes, all that kind of stuff. Why? Because the power of God coming in that situation. So I got good news for you. I don't know what you're going through, but what you're about to do right now is praise God, because He is now going to take care of your situation, and your struggle is over right now. Well, I'm sure you were blessed by that exciting teaching. Now, that's called Partnering with the Invisible. Now, today's message is a part of a four-disc series to order the whole thing. You'll be blessed. Now, here's something I want you to remember about it. One, when you've done all that you can do, then you lay back in God's hands. Trust Him. Let Him now deliver you. Secondly, don't doubt that God will deliver you. Whenever we're in trouble, Jesus comes to us. Praise God. Thirdly, God inhabits the praises of His people. When you don't know what to do, lift your hands up and begin to praise God. What happens? God comes on the scene. And when He comes on the scene, everything is put in order. Well, the announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful set of teachings, and I'll be right back. Faith demands that you see God not only as your source, but as your only source. First, you got to put yourself in God's hands. Faith doesn't work if you're double focused. You can't have any doubt as to whether He's good or not. God is good, and He's good all the time. Whatever situation you get in, God has promised to deliver you. I've got some good news for you. There is power in praise. God is going to lift you up. But what you need to do is step back and understand that God is going to fight your battle. And the one thing praise does, it transfers the battle from you to the Lord. I said the battle is not yours, but the battle is God's. Anytime you're in a situation and you don't know what to do, step back, lift your hands to God. And the Bible said, God inhabits the praises of His people.
Live independent of this world and stand up as a witness of the Almighty God with Dr. Bill Winston's four-disc series entitled Partnering with the Invisible. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.
So what do you do when you don't know what to do? Praise God. Well, you step back, lift your hands, and start giving God praise. Why? Because He inhabits the praises of His people. And when you do that, you're actually transferring the battle from you to God. Now, I call this partnering with the invisible. That's what this teaching is all about. This is what we have to do, because He said the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. And people of God really have to learn how to fight the fight of faith. Because that's the fight that we always win. You get in there, get with your own strength, trying to make something happen, you're about to mess something up. What you have to do is step back. First thing you do is start praising God. You don't praise God for the trouble. You praise Him in the trouble. And the power of God comes on the scene and makes everything all right. Praise God. Well, this is for people who are born again. And let me ask you, have you been born again?
What do you mean born again? I remember in John chapter 3, a man named Nicodemus, he was a ruler of the synagogue. I mean, he knew scripture going in and out, but he wasn't born again. He came to Jesus and said, nobody can do these miracles. How do you do them? And Jesus said, you must be born again. You see, there's a life after you're born again that you can live, that you can't live it before you get born again. Now, a lot of people might have tried to fix problems, tried to make this happen, tried to get the marriage fixed, tried to get, you know, the keep from losing a job, whatever have you. You get born again, you have a whole nother realm of power at your disposal. And that's what God wants you to have. You see, God plans for you to be blessed. He plans for you to be successful, you to be at peace, you to live in joy, you to have all your needs met. These things are not happening in your life. The first step is to get born again. Now, that's what was happening to me. I was struggling. I had gotten sickness in my body. I was head over heels in debt. My job performance was going down. I tell you, I just called out. I said, Lord, would you please help me? And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, somebody came by my place and took me to a meeting in Chicago, and I tell you, it changed my life forever. I got born again. Oh, I was religious before, but I wasn't right. I didn't know Jesus for myself. I wasn't born again. So let me ask you, do you know him? I'm talking about for yourself. Has he come to live inside of you? Because that's what born again means. If not, I'd like to pray with you. And I want to pray with you the same prayer they prayed for me that brought me from darkness into the marvelous light. If you know that's you, and you know that's who I'm talking about, no matter where you are, I'd like you to pray with me right now. Just bow your heads. Repeat this after me. Dear Lord, I come to you now, just as I am. You know my life. You know how I've lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for my sins. On the third day, he was raised from the dead. Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Live your life in me and through me from now on. From this day forward, I belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer and prayed it from your heart, God heard that prayer. Let me tell you, a miracle is taking place in your life right now. You watch and see, you will never be the same. To help you with your walk, we have a book, I wrote it myself, called Born Again and Spirit Filled. Now, this book is both in English and in Spanish. It's available to you free of charge. Order these books. It tells you the next steps that you could have to do in your life, whether water baptized or finding a good church or how to pray, or it gives you some real good things and nuggets here for your born-again life. Something has happened in your life, and you will never be the same. Let us hear from you. Let us hear the good things God is doing for you. Well, this is Bill Winston. Until next time, we love you and keep walking by faith.
When you don't know what to do, just step back, lift your hands, and start giving praise. You are now transferring the battle from you to God because you're partnering with the invisible. Here's a situation, and in this situation, this is Jehoshaphat. And the enemy came on him, and he didn't know what to do. And verse 3 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together and asked help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. So here they are seeking the Lord. Well, once they had gotten themselves there in front of the Lord, verse 12, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now this is what to do when you don't know what to do. Verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah. Look at that, Bill Witch. Go ahead. And a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah. Now notice God is speaking now. And all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you. Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle now is not yours. Glory to God. The battle has just changed hands. Tomorrow now go out against them. This is Revelation coming. Behold, they come up by the cliff Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeriel. And you shall not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord, come on, will be with you. And I'm going here to verse 20. And they arose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. Lord, have mercy. He appointed singers first. He didn't appoint people who carrying guns and knives. He just said, bring me the choir. And they should praise the beauty of holiness, that they went out before the army to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Lord, have mercy. Verse 24, and when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them the abundance of both precious jewels, of which they had stripped for themselves more than they could carry away. And there were 3 days in gathering the spoil. It was so much. Now, what am I telling you? It's interesting when you praise God, because something a little bit different happens. When you pray, God sends angels. Daniel prayed. The angel came, and the angel had a war in the heavenlies, because Satan was trying to stop him from getting the answer to Daniel. And he was 21 days fighting that. So there was some delay. But when you praise, God himself comes. He himself comes and sits on your situation. Everything that's troubling you must be removed. God inhabits the praises of his people. Folks, when Paul and Silas were in jail, and all hope naturally was gone, the Bible says at midnight. Lord, have mercy. You might be going to a midnight in your life right now. Paul and Silas prayed and then gave praises to God, and the next thing that happened, an earthquake. I'm here to tell you, when God showed up in the Old Testament, notice what happened. Earthquakes, all that kind of stuff. Why? Because the power of God coming in that situation. So I got good news for you. I don't know what you're going through, but what you're about to do right now is praise God, because he is now going to take care of your situation, and your struggle is over right now.
Well, I trust that you are blessed by that exciting teaching. Now, this is called Partnering with the Invisible. Praise God. This is a part of a four-disc series. Now, this is an exciting teaching, and a couple of things out of this teaching I'd like you to remember. One is that when you've done all that you can do, you just lay back in God's unchanging hand and rest and trust Him to deliver you. Now, sometimes that's hard for us to do. You know, we can stand when we don't have to stand that long. But sometimes you have to stand just a little bit longer. Well, take that time to rest. Don't try to fight and struggle and all of that. God's got it. He's moving parts around, making sure that everything's in the right place. Now, the second thing I'd like to remember, God always inhabits the praises of His people. When He say inhabits, it means that He comes down. When you start praising Him, then the power of God comes down. He actually comes and like a old setting hen, He sits on things. I mean, He comes down in His presence. And when God's presence comes, you can look in the Old Testament. The mountains split. The rains and winds came. I mean, all kinds of things happened. See, the enemy cannot hold things when the presence of God comes. So the same thing about you when you praise. When you praise Him, the praises go up, the blessings come down. So that's what you want to have. So our announcer is going to give you some more important information on how you can receive these exciting teachings, and I'll be right back.
Faith demands that you see God not only as your source, but as your only source. First, you got to put yourself in God's hands. Faith doesn't work if you double focus. Whatever situation you get in, God has promised to deliver you. I've got some good news for you. There is power in praise. Is going to lift you up. But what you need to do is step back and understand that God is going to fight your battle. And the one thing praise does, it transfers the battle from you to the Lord. I said the battle is not yours, but the battle is God's. And anytime you're in a situation and you don't know what to do, step back. Lift your hands to God. And the Bible said, God inhabits the praises of His people.
Live independent of this world and stand up as a witness of the Almighty God with Dr. Bill Winston's four-disc series entitled Partnering with the Invisible. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.
Well, 2012 is upon us, and we here at Bill Winston Ministries are wishing you and your family a happy new year. I personally believe that 2012 is going to be the best year of this century. It's going to be the year of blessing, the year of overflow, the year of the government of God. You know, 12 is a number of government, 12 disciples, so forth. And He said, the government shall be upon His shoulder. Praise God. We're going to see harvest come to pass of seeds that you've sown over the last 10, 15, 20 years. They're going to come to pass, and harvest is going to come now. I mean, it's going to be the year of overflow. A time of great blessing for the church. Now, what I want to do is pray for people. Anyone that's listening to me now, and you are outside the kingdom of God, because that is not where you want to be. I'm talking about to pray that you receive the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. Years ago, I remember when I was a little boy going to church and so forth. Well, I got much older, and when I got out of the military and started working, things started happening, and things just start going downhill. Well, what happened when things started going down here? I just start searching for anything, hanging on anything, trying to make things work. But things would not work, and I didn't know what to do. So one time somebody came and asked me would I want to go with them up to a meeting. Well, I was single. They were single. I said, yeah. So she took me up to a meeting and go in this place, and people holding their hands up, praising God. I said, whoa. And so what happened? That night, I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And everything turned around. The Bible says the way of the transgressor gets hard. You see, it just got harder and harder. So what I'm doing now is offering you the this salvation. The same thing that happened to me that night is the same thing that I'm talking about can happen to you right now. There's no distance from where you are and where I am. No distance in the spirit. God is all over this earth. He doesn't have to go anywhere to be everywhere. And so he's there right now. So I'd like to pray with you. If you're outside the kingdom, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you're like I was, you're going to church, but church was never in you. You didn't know, have a personal relationship with our Lord. Well, I'd like to pray with you right now. You don't want to go into 2012 like you come out of 2011. Things have got to be different in your life. Well, if you're ready for that and you're ready to make this new start, let me pray for you now. Let's get a miracle in your life. Now, all you have to do is bow your head with me and just say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I come to you now just as I am. You know my life. You know how I've lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. He is my Lord and Savior. I believe he died for my sins. And on the third day, he was raised from the dead. Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Live your life in me and through me from now on. From this day forward, I belong to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer with me and you believed in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. A miracle has just taken place. Now, I'd like to send you my book. It's called Born Again and Spirit-Filled. I've got it both in English and Spanish, free of charge. In this book, it has some instructions for you, what the next steps are that you should take, how to find a good church and water baptism and things that are necessary in the kingdom. You see, I know tonight or today, you just made a brand new start. This is going to be the best year of your life. Praise God. Well, we here at Bill Winston Ministries want to wish you again, you and yours, a happy new year. We love you and keep walking by faith.